Blog Talk Radio.
I am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. I'm no longer bound. No more chains holding me. My soul is resting, and it's just a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Yes, I am free. Chains holding me, my soul is resting, and it's just a blessing. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm free. Today I am free, and I praise God for being free on today because he did it for me. He freed me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus did that for me. God, his daddy, he's the only begotten son. He did it. Jesus freed me. Thank you, Lord. He redeemed me, and I am free today, free to live. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. I'm free. Thank you, God. I'm free. What about you? Are you free today, free to live? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. I am free. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He made me this way. He gave me this name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He did it for me. Thank you. And I praise and I magnify God for who he is on today. I am enjoying my journey. I'm enjoying my journey. And I owe it all to the one that redeemed me. I owe it all to God on today. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I owe him my all. And I thank him because I'm enjoying my journey. I never thought that living this life could be sweet. Oh, but it's sweet. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The scriptures say he's sweeter than the honey in the honeycomb. Thank you, God. And I'm finding that out. I'm living the word, and I'm finding treasure in the word of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank him for it on today. I've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. Wake up and take it. Take your redemption. Take what God has already done for us. Thank you. Living it by living it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I'm happy in my soul on today about this life, about this living that the Lord bought for me. Thank you. Paid a price with his life. Thank you. He gave up his life, his living for my living. He came down. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What a love. What a love. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for magnifying magnify God. I thank you. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. I'm excited about him being in my life. I'm excited. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that I don't have to live a defeated life anymore. Thank you. I don't have to live a depressed life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because I've been redeemed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I no longer live under the curse. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But under the blessing. Thank you, God, because I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. You have been redeemed. If you're a believer on today, and I praise God, I magnify him that I received him one day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I thank God today that I'm saved, that I'm sanctified, that I'm filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Filled with Jesus. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I praise God for it all today. I praise God for my journey. I'm so glad God told me who I am, that I'm a customer service agent for him. And what I do is encourage souls. I encourage souls. And that's what this broadcast is all about. It's about encouraging you that you would realize what God has done and what he's doing in your life, and that you would take your rightful place in living. This is good news. It's good news. It's renewed news if you've already known it. Thank you. And you're not taking your place in Jesus. Well, this is renewed news for you. But it's good news for those that don't know. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're no longer under the curse. Thank you, God. And we magnify. I magnify God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Right now, I praise him for you. I praise him for me, giving me, thank you, Lord Jesus, his word, opening up his my understanding, so that I may see the blinders as off. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the blood of Jesus. Thank you, God, got me covered. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and I praise God. I'm excited about what God is doing, what I'm learning. I'm learning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because we don't study and dig and get into God's word and get to know him better. That's how we are destroyed. We don't know. We don't know what our benefits, what our rights are. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in Christ Jesus. But he's done so much. He's done so much for us, and we need to wake up. We've been redeemed. We need to wake up. We've been redeemed. Wake up and take it. Take our place. Take our rightful place in Jesus. In Jesus. And put off these things. Thank you, Lord. God has not given us the spirit of fear. Thank you, Lord. But of love, of peace, and a sound mind. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And whenever we allow fear to come into our lives, that allows the enemy to come in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Distract us. Take from us. But believe us, we've been redeemed. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Jesus freed us. We are free today. We are free. We are free. Who will believe the report of the Lord? Who will believe the report that we're free, that we've been redeemed? It's time to wake up, and it's time to take it. Take our redemption. Take it, what the Lord has done for us. I praise and I magnify God. I surely do, and I'm encouraged in him on today. Let's just whisper a word of prayer. And then let's go into this topic and let us lift up Jesus. Lift him up. I want you to put on strength today. Put on strength. Put it on to take back everything that the enemy has stole from us. Take it back. take it back. So bring your minds in. Bring your minds in and think about it. If you're sick, if you're depressed, whatever the situation is in your life, I want you to, with me, agree. We serve a great big God. We serve a mighty God. Thank you. A mighty God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that want us to live, that want us to live this life, enjoy this life that he has given to us, that he died for us. For we want to praise and magnify God for that. I want you to touch and agree with me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I don't want you to no longer be in these situations oppressed and accept that. That we just have to accept it. We don't. God redeemed us. Thank you, Lord, from the curse. And we need to be obedient to God so that we can live and come out of these things. In Jesus' name, we pray on today. Most gracious Father, we should have thanked you. And Lord, we magnify you for this time that we have with you, God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us. If we've done wrong, God, if we said, if we thought, if we've acted, Lord, in any way to displease you with us, forgive us today, God, in the name of Jesus. We've been redeemed, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But so many, God, don't realize our rights, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us today, God. Have mercy. Have mercy on us today, God, that we would search your word. That we would get in your word. Search your word, Lord Jesus. How to live, God. How to come out from under. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The curse of the law, God. The curse that we're under. That you've told us about. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. The 28th chapter, Lord. In your most holy name, God. In the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for my sisters and for my brothers. That we would wake up, thank you, Lord Jesus, that we would wake up, God, know that we've been redeemed. We've been redeemed. We've been redeemed, God, and you did it for us. You did it for us, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. You did it for us, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We didn't deserve it, but you did it for us, God. And we owe you the praise. We owe you the praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch that one today, God, that's oppressed, that's depressed, oh God, that's sick, God, that's enslaved yet to that curse, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Amen today, God. Do it for them, God. Do it for them, God. The pain that they're in, the diseases, the sickness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go there, Lord. Redeem them. Redeem them. Open up their eyes, God. You've done all that you're going to do, God. You've laid the foundation, oh God, and you've opened up the way, God, that we may be free, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open up our eyes, God. Open up our eyes, oh God, that we may come back to you, Lord Jesus, and praise and magnify you, God, and allow you to direct us in our lives, God. You're so good to us, God. And we thank you right now for it, God. Would you go into the hospitals, God? Oh, God, go there. Let them realize, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and call on your name, God. Let them walk in the newness of life, God, for what you've already done, God. In the name of Jesus, you redeemed us, God. You redeemed us. You did it, Lord. And we thank you. Right now, for going to nursing homes, God. So many of your elderly people, God, in the name of Jesus, restore them, encourage them on today, God. Do it for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Our leaders, oh God, our pastors, our elders, our bishops, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, today. Encourage them today, our leaders of our country, Lord. Of our state, of our city, in your name, God. You know how to do it, and you know exactly, God, what we need today, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory. Hallelujah, God. Do it for your glory. in our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in your homes, in our homes. Oh God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to lift you up, to praise and magnify you for what you've done, God, and that you would give us direction, Lord, how to do, God, how to live this beautiful, excited life that you have given us, God. We ask that you would save the unsaved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Reclaim the backsliders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint our churches, God, in your name today, Lord. Let your spirit, oh God, let it flow freely, God, and have your mighty way, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless in our homes, God, our husbands, our spouses, oh God, our children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover them all in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, in your name. Your blood covers our homes, the atmosphere, Lord. Let it be covered with your blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just magnify you on today, God, and we thank you for this broadcast. You said that if I would lift you up, God, you said you would draw all men unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. Go out on the broadcast waves, God. Go out there, Lord. Touch and anoint, God. Draw the people in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they may be encouraged. Be encouraged in you on today. And I thank you and I magnify you for this prayer, God. For you're so good to us, Lord. And I thank you now. And you said that we would acknowledge you, Father, in all of our ways and doings. You said that you would direct us. Thanking you right now. Hallelujah, Jesus, for direction, oh God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray on today. And I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for his word on today. Said prayer is always in order. Man ought to always pray and never faint. It's not time for fainting, and that's why I'm here. I've come to encourage you in the Lord. We have been redeemed. Wake up and take it. Take it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Everything that the enemy has stolen from us, let's take it back. Let's take it back. Thank you, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God. We thank God for you and you being on the broadcast on today, on today. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve, and we thank him for that. Now, if you need prayer, you can go to my website, and you can leave your request there at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and I will be praying for you. I'll be praying for you. And if you need a motivational encourager to come to your program and encourage the people where you are, you can go to my email, mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And I will come and encourage the people where you are. This who God has made me to be, a motivational encourager. And I love it. I love it. And I love God. Thank you. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. I want you to check out my books on at my website. When you go there, and I am winding up the new book, and I'm also going to be doing, and that's on down the line, a 2019 yearly daily devotional. That's going to be coming up in 2019, but that's something that I am working on now and others. So I just want you to continue to pray for me that I will continue to do the things that the Lord give me to encouraged. And I'm working on my crown. Working on my crown. Because I truly want to hear God say, well done. I want to stand before him. And I want him to tell me, come on in, my good and faithful servant. Amen. I want to hear those words. So I'm encouraged in the Lord on today. And I want you to be encouraged in him also on today. So today we are talking about we have been redeemed. Wake up and take it. Take your redemption. Take what God did for you and me. So I want to encourage you today on this Recover All Wednesday that you do just that. Recover all by knowing that you've been redeemed and wake up and take it all that God has done for you and I. So I'm encouraging you, but I'm also encouraging myself to do just that, because some of these things, they ought not be, but they are because we don't know our rights. We don't know our benefits. And so we just settle. But it's time that we not settle anymore. We don't settle no more. We're not taking it anymore. Just anything. Throw it on us. No. 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 The enemy and his imps. We're not just taking it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're rebuking him. We've got to rebuke it. Submit to God. And that's what we're doing. Submitting. Submit to God and rebuke the enemy. Rebuke sickness. Rebuke disease. He told us over there in Mark 11 and 23 to speak to these mountains in our lives. So we're speaking to them and we're rebuking them out of our lives. Sickness, disease, whatever they may be. And we're asking the Lord and we're telling to go to the roots. Go to the roots of these situations. And just like he did with that tree. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that at the root, these diseases, these sicknesses, that they be cursed at the root, dried up, cast out of our lives in Jesus' name. Yes, 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 it's time. It's time that we get upset, angry about these things that the enemy just, like he can just treat us any kind of way. We're believers, and we belong to God, and he can't just treat us any kind of way. We have to let him, and it's over. It's over. We have been redeemed. Wake up. Take your redemption back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're not sleeping anymore. Thank you, God. This is Recover All. Recover all on this Wednesday. God sent his son Jesus to redeem us from the curse of the law. Galatians 3 and 13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. He redeemed us so that the blessing, you hear that? That the blessing, he redeemed us so that the blessing promised to Abraham would come to all the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. By faith, we have been redeemed. Wake up and take what's ours, what's yours, what God has promised. The promise, wake up by faith and take it. Take it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, he sent his son. We were bought, ransomed, redeemed, paid for with the blood of Jesus. You hear that? We were bought. We were ransomed. We were redeemed, paid for with the blood of Jesus. We were enslaved to the enemy, Satan. And Jesus came to earth, became a man, and rescued us from Satan. He rescued us. rescued us. You hear that word rescue? He rescued. He paid for us. He bought us back. What Adam and Eve did in the garden. He sinned for all of us. He sinned for all of us. And Jesus, he came and he died for all of us. He redeemed all of us. And all we have to do is receive him. Receive him in our lives. Receive him in our lives. Receive him because he redeemed it. It's our right. It's one of our rights. It's our inheritance. It's our inheritance. So he redeemed, he paid for with the blood of Jesus. We were enslaved to the enemy, Satan. And Jesus came to earth, became a man, and rescued us from Satan. Rescued from the oppressor. Just by accepting the blood ransom that was paid for you and I, God did all of this just for us. So why are we believers still living as though they are still a slave? Why are we living as though we just have to accept whatever the enemy do? We don't. They accepted his sacrifice of the blood and were saved from the darkness. So why are they still accepting torment from the same darkness? It's not so. It's not so. Because we have not known our rights. That's what it is. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, for not knowing what our rights are. What are our rights? And been truly made aware that we have been redeemed from all darkness and every misery it entails. Everything. In the name of Jesus, we've been redeemed. Redeemed from diabetes, dry up by the roots. Be cursed and dried up by the roots and cast out of our bodies. Cancer, thank you, Lord Jesus. Be dried up by the roots. Go to the root of that cancer, Lord. Thank you. And dry it up in the name of Jesus and cast out of that body. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We magnify you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for it right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have been redeemed. Wake up and take it. All that it entails. Amen. It is being a slave to darkness, to still walk in sickness, disease, pain, sin, depression, oppression, and all sorts of fears. Fears, that's what the enemy do to us. He brings fear. And God has not, you got to get rid of that fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. The only way to get rid of it is through the word. In the word, get in the word of God. So daily, a daily walk with Jesus. Poverty is being a slave to darkness that is under the curse of the law. In Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, let us lay hold on our redemption and not let it go until we have been redeemed from every curse that is plaguing our lives. John 10:10 says, Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. The problem, the setback, and distractions that pervade our lives seem to want us to live defeated lives. He wants us to thrive, not just survive. The Lord wants us to live and thrive, and not just to survive. And we can do that because we've been redeemed. So wake up and take it. And I pray, Lord, help us to realize that we are free because of you. Help us to live this free life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until the next time, this is Dr. right now, you have a fabulous, fabulous day. Bye-bye now. Amen. Praise God.